History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had, I mean, it looked like an air war. There were 50 aircraft in the air just making round and round and round.
A massive fire broke out in northern LA County yesterday, but today firefighters are making promising progress. But more wind could complicate the fight. Hello and welcome to your LA Local for January 23rd, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Up next, Oscar nominations are out, and I have once again been snubbed in the Best Supporting Actor category. And tonight, KNX News is presenting a two-hour special, The Southern California Fire Disaster, What Now? That will be presented with limited interruption by the Edelson PC Law Firm. It will be airing live from 6 to 8 and will be available on our website, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get podcasts shortly afterward. That's all coming up, but first, this.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tens of thousands of people evacuated, flames shooting 30 feet into the sky. An increasingly familiar story in greater LA over the past few weeks as dangerous fire conditions persist. The Hughes Fire in Castaic broke out Wednesday morning in endangered neighborhoods across the surrounding communities. And now, after fire crews were just starting to get a handle on things, the wind started whipping up again. My colleague John Baird has more from the fire zone.
After an all-night assault from the air with help from firefighters on the ground, it seemed that the worst was over. Mike thought things were looking pretty good after crews doused the flames from the air.
We had, I mean, it looked like an air war. There were 50 aircraft in the air just making round and round and round.
But then after the sun came up, the wind kicked up again, and residents who live in the vicinity were more than just a little jittery about the situation, worried that it could really flare up once again and put their homes in danger.
Because it was flaring up last night, but either way, it is pretty nerve-wracking right now.
At the fire command post, LA Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher-Burko pretty much said, it's dicey until the wind goes away.
It never ends.
That's what it seems like. And then we're going to go right into rain this weekend. So
some evacuation orders have been eased, but even after the fire is pretty much contained, residents have another thing to worry about, mudslides.
And that's the latest on the fire as I record this. Always remember that these conditions can and will change, and KNX News 97.1 FM is your best bet for the latest, absolutely up-to-the-minute updates and details on breaking news. Some rainy relief to the dry conditions looks to be on the horizon, as the National Weather Service is predicting a 90% chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday morning. But with precipitation comes another risk, mudslides in the burn scar areas. A historic Altadena Middle School was badly damaged in the Eaton Fire, one of five in Pasadena Unified, hit hard by the blaze. But there's hope ahead for these buildings. Pasadena Unified's president, Jennifer Hall Lee, told my colleague Craig Figner they will be repaired and will reopen.
Elliott Arts
was going to reopen.
It will rise from those ashes. We were going to have a ribbon cutting Friday. Fire happens Tuesday. The ribbon cutting for Friday was canceled. That week, we were going to have the ribbon cutting for the field that had been rejuvenated with our Measure O funds.
How old is that campus?
It was built in 1931.
Well, it's historic.
It is historic because it is an example of architecture rising through the Great Depression, and that is the amount of faith that we had in public education in the United States, that we built buildings like this to let every student know you are important, we are investing in you.
You're optimistic. I can tell it just in the talking to you, everything about you spells, I'm going to rebuild.
It's going to happen. Altadena is a unique place. I'm an Altadenan. I was displaced. I have 51 friends and acquaintances who have lost their homes. The PUSD family is tight and committed to Pasadena Unified School District.
So 3,400 students back today.
Yeah, so 3,400 today, so 10,000 next week, mid-next week.
And then full population.
January 30th. Every student will be back January 30th.
A real estate agent allegedly jacked up the price of a rental in La Cañada, Flint Ridge by 38% after a couple who lost their home in the Eaton Fire submitted an application. And now that agent is facing criminal charges from the state. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says this case should serve as a, quote, stern warning to others who might try to price gouge. But the realtor is refuting the claims, telling the Orange County Register it was all a mistake. He said the home was originally listed below market value and the price was raised when he learned that the property had switched school districts. He called the price, quote, very fair for the area. Coming up after the break, more news from the state AG's office as a $7.4 billion settlement tied to the opioid crisis was announced today. California Attorney General Rob Bonta held a virtual press conference today announcing a $7.4 billion settlement against the Sackler family and their former company, Purdue Pharma, for their reported role in fueling the devastating opioid epidemic. Bonta said it was a bipartisan effort with the help from officials from 15 states.
It's becoming increasingly rare to see an issue that isn't divisive, but holding opioid manufacturers that have fueled waves of addiction and overdose deaths across the U.S. to account is something that we could all get behind, and I'm grateful for that. No community remains untouched by this epidemic, rural or urban, high or low income, Republicans or Democrats, children or adults. It's touched us all. Today, we're making it clear DOJ isn't afraid to take on corporate giants that put profits over the health and lives of Californians.
He says the multi-billion-dollar settlement will deliver critical funds to states, local governments, and individuals harmed by Purdue Pharma's business practices. Egg prices have hit a new record high.
We're seeing the conventional market go over $7 a dozen for the first time, and cage-free prices are just under $9 a dozen and have been there for over 3 weeks at this point.
Brian Moscajuri, a global trade strategist at Irvine-based Eggs Unlimited, says he doesn't see prices coming down for 6 to 8 months. He said we've already lost 9 to 10% in the nation's egg-laying hen population, and bird flu cases could surge during the spring migration.
We also have the spring migratory period that's coming up here. So that's kind of closing in on us pretty quickly here, where we have to kind of remain vigilant in terms of potential spread, not only, you know, right now, but in the coming months as well as we get closer to Easter. And demand is expected to rise as we get closer to Easter as well.
You can tell egg prices are bad when a beer I paid for at the Kings game on Monday was cheaper than the eggs I bought at Trader Joe's on Friday. Now, over to the eggs you absolutely should not eat beet. The famous Big Bear birds are back with big news. They've welcomed an egg to their nest. Bald eagles Jackie and Shadow made the big reveal last night. Last year, none of their three eggs hatched. The new Pip Watch, a period of time where we will wait with bated breath for signs of hatching, will begin in just over a month. Pip Watch, not to be confused with Ron Burgundy's famed Panda Watch. After several wildfire-related delays, the Oscar nominations have been announced. We talked to Variety's Mark Malkin about the big winner of this morning.
Emilia Perez, I mean, you see this movie as 13 nominations. It is a foreign language film. It is a musical, but it has Zoe Saldana, Carla Sofia Gascon, Selena Gomez. I absolutely love the movie. There are some people who don't love it as much as me, but I think it's something worth watching and talking about.
Wicked and The Brutalist came in second with 10 nominations apiece. Conan O'Brien is back in the awards hosting game, leading the ceremony, which will be held at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on March 2nd. Here's your friendly reminder to stay the hell out of Hollywood if you're hoping to not be stuck in gridlock on a Sunday. Trust me, I used to live at the foot of Laurel Canyon. The show will air on ABC and stream live on Hulu. This evening, KNX News will present a 2-hour special going in depth on where we stand 2 weeks after the worst disaster in our collective memory. the recent wildfires. The guests include Senator Alex Padilla, who spoke to the possibility of President Trump and Republicans putting conditions on fire disaster relief.
The notion that that President Trump would leverage disaster aid to Los Angeles for, you know, tax cut for his billionaire friends, for example, that should be a non-starter. And my Republican colleagues who have who represent areas that have been impacted by disasters know what I'm talking about, whether it's hurricanes in Florida or the Carolinas or tornadoes and flooding elsewhere. We've never conditioned aid for immediate response after a disaster or recovery. And Los Angeles shouldn't be the first one subject to that.
The Southern California fire disaster. What Now? Hosted by anchor Margaret Carrero and chief correspondent Charles Feldman, airs this evening at 6 o'clock, presented with limited interruption by the Edelson PC Law Firm. And that's the LA Local for January 23rd, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See their whole inventory from 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. So, what'd you think? Fire feedback over to lalocal@knxnews.com and give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. If you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tomorrow, we'll be doing something a little bit different, dropping our full 2-hour wildfire special right here in the LA Local feed if you missed the live broadcast from 6 to 8 tonight. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Have a good one.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.